Hello, my name is Casper de Jonge, and I'm a Senior Program Manager for the SQL Server Analysis Services team. Today, we're going to look at updates to the Tabular Model Semantic Model updates to SQL Server 2016. But before we actually go into the individual details of what we shipped in SQL Server 2016, we're going to take a quick look at what the semantic model was. Analysis Services allows you to create a semantic model on top of your data. What does this mean? The semantic model allows business users inside of your organization to connect to data and get insights into the data without actually having to connect to the data source itself. What this means is, in general, we have two types of users inside of your organization. One, the business user, and the business users are those who are very familiar with Excel. They know and love the data. They know where they can get the data itself and find the individual databases. They are the users who are familiar with Access, pivot tables, lookup values, Power BI desktop. But the majority of the users inside of your organization are not as familiar with that as the others. They still need to make informed decisions inside of your organization based on the data that is available. What the Analysis Services semantic model allows you to do is create this model on top of that data. It allows you to abstract away the complications and the difficulties of connecting to those underlying databases. It transforms that technical details that are sitting inside of these database systems to a user-friendly interface on top. And it allows customers to combine data from many different places inside of your organization. For example, you might have an HR system, a CRM system, or an SQL system, and you want to see all the data into a single place. On top of that, through the semantic model, you can apply business rules. And those business rules allow you to get a single view on top of the data. For example, if you want to do a count of products, when you go inside of your organization, ask them, hey, what is the count of products? And you go to the maintenance team, you ask them, what do you think is count of products? And they will say, the count of products are the products that I have that I'm working on right now. If you go ask the sales department, they will say, the count of products are the products that we have just sold. But if you ask the finance department, they will say, these are the products that we've just sold, but also the ones that we actually already got paid for. So you see, the count of products might mean three different things for people within your organization. When we want to report this data, we want to make sure it means the same. When you report it to your CEO, your CFO, it needs to mean the same. So you can combine this data from different places into the semantic model and apply business rules. The next thing that is really important is that business users who are looking at this data want it to be fast. They want it to be interactive. And that fast and interactivity, it can be happening in two ways. One, you can load the data into Analysis Services where the data will be cached. That cache is optimized for analytical performance. Or in the new cases, for example, in SQL Server 2016, where the SQL Server column store index is being added to the product, or when you have an APS appliance where the data lives, you can actually choose to keep the data in the place where it is, but at the same time, still have the access to this some rich semantic layer. The other important thing is for the semantic layer is that your business users want to use many different client tools. They might be really familiar with Excel and pivot tables, so they can use the pivot tables to connect to the semantic model and slice and dice data in many different ways, in the ways that they've always used this. Or they can use the latest and greatest visualization tools like Power BI Desktop and PowerBI.com to slice and dice that same data. But again, it's getting served from an IT-driven model that is created for your users inside of your organization. So in the middle, you'll see this semantic model layer. And on the top, you see client tools connecting to that semantic model. And the client tools can be third-party applications, Excel, SSRS, Power BI Desktop, PowerBI.com. They all connect to the semantic model. But the semantic model catches all of these queries that are being sent because they're using the analytical query language MDX or DAX. But it doesn't really matter how you actually create this model. You can do this in two different ways. The developer can choose to go with a multidimensional model, and the multidimensional model is the model that we've had around for 15 years for the first time shipped in 1979, and it's very mature, very feature-rich, but it's also very complicated. Now, tabular models is the new modeling language, the modeling service that we've announced at SQL Server 2012. And it's the agile, fast, in-memory, just tables and relationships. It's more straightforward. Based on the choice that you make, you choose either MDX or DAX as your business logic. Then, the data source layer, you either choose it to be cached or you choose it to be pass-through. Cached through MoLab and VertiPack in memory, or ROLAP pass-through and DAR query. With SQL Server 2016, we've made significant updates to the tabular models. One of the biggest things that we've done is we've added significant performance enhancements to the analysis services tabular models, and mostly in the query layer. This means that the queries are updated, but you don't have to actually change or update your model to take advantage of this. What you can do is just take a SQL Server 2014 or 2012 database that you've created, restore to SQL Server 2016, and get immediate performance benefits. You don't have to do anything. Besides adding the query enhancements directly, the second point that we've added is when you use Power BI or Power BI Desktop, we've added new DAX functions to the SQL Server 2016 release that really significantly enhances the performance even more when you use those client tools. Again, you do not have to change your model to take benefit of that. Just by sheer fact of using SQL Server 2016 and using Power BI or Power BI Desktop, performance will improve. The second big thing that we've done is we've added bidirectional relationships. And this will actually allow you to create BI patterns like many-to-many inside of the Tableau model. This is a very frequently requested feature. The next thing that we've added is over 50 new DAX functions and support for variables that allows you to add more richness to your model. The other thing that we've added is the capability for you to use DAX to create a calculated table. This is very useful in very advanced modeling scenarios, and it also allows you to add things like role-playing dimensions to your model, very simply and straightforward. For many customers that live in a multilingual country, like, for example, Belgium, we now allow you to translate your semantic models into different languages. For example, if you have a big corporation like Microsoft, where you have a country like the US and the Netherlands and France, every business user who can connect to the semantic model can now see that model in his or her own language. So we allow you to translate this. The last thing that we've added, which is also a great improvement, is that when you use the cached mode of analysis services, we allow you to enhance the performance of loading that data into analysis services through parallel partition processing. So we highly parallelize the data loaded into analysis services through this functionality. So with that, let's quickly go and look into a demo of these features. The first thing that we see here in front of us is the SQL Server Data Tools sitting inside of Visual Studio 2015. So we've updated our shell to also ship with Visual Studio 2015. But probably the biggest thing that we've done here is we've simplified the setup where you can get these products in. So what you can see here is with a single setup, you'll have all SQL Server Data Tools available to you. So you can download one setup that gives you SQL Server, integration services, reporting services, analysis services, all built into the same setup. Where in the past, you had to have separate downloads, and it was pretty complicated to get these. So now they are available in a single setup. And the other big thing is that we are dedicated to updating these tools every month going forward. And you will see updates inside of Visual Studio telling you, hey, we have a new update for analysis services. You can go ahead and download it and automatically get updated. The other thing we've done is some small tweaks to the UI. So for example, when I switch to the diagram view, you will see we have some different colors. But probably the biggest change that we've done here is you see the arrows pointing, which actually shows us how data flows inside of analysis services. But maybe the biggest thing is that we've also made significant performance enhancements. What you go ahead and go and do now is go in here, do interactions like hiding, unhiding, deleting relationships, recreating them, and they are super fast. Where in the past, these operations took quite some time. All right, so we've made updates to the UI, we've made updates to the performance. The other big thing that we've done is we've made significant updates to the way you write your calculations, your DAX measures. For example, what I have here is, and you might notice this right here, is we now have syntax highlighting. So you see sum is showing in a different color. But probably the biggest thing that we have is we allow you to write much more complicated expressions in a way where you can see multi-lines. So we allow multi-lines. We allow indenting. Again, syntax coloring. You see variables in action here. And we even allow comments to be written right now, which is a great performance boost into developer productivity when you're writing these expressions. The other big thing that we've added is we now allow you to save incomplete measures into the model. Imagine you're working on a very complicated DAX expression. Your boss comes in, you have to run out to this meeting, or you have to go pick up the kids, but you're still working on this expression. What you have to do today is save this file somewhere else, email it to yourself. It's pretty annoying. What you can do with 2016 is just save the where you are, close your laptop, come back tomorrow and continue working. Again, a big performance enhancement. And the third and the last thing that we've added to the DAX calculations is when you reference, for example, what you see here is I do a count rows on the transaction table. If I were now to rename the transactions table, I have to go fix up every calculation that points to that transaction table because we didn't know before what this transaction table looks like. Now we actually automatically update all the DAX calculations for you. So we do automatically what we call formula fix up. Okay, so we've had enhanced significant DAX improvements. The other big thing that we've added is, as we talked about in the slides earlier, is the support of bidirectional cross-filtering. And this allows us to do many-to-many. Let's quickly go back to the diagram view. And what you see here is we have a traditional many-to-many situation where we have a customer, and a customer can belong to many accounts, and a transaction can also belong to many accounts. So this gives us a many-to-many relationship between the customer and the transaction table. But now if I want to actually go ahead and use this inside of Excel, you'll see a problem. So I'm going to click Analyze in Excel. I'm going to open this up inside of Excel. I'm going to click Sum of Sales Amount by my name column. I'm going to zoom it in a little bit. And what you see here is the same value gets repeated over and over again. But the situation here in truth is that John and Jane Hanover share an account, and Henry Waxman has his own account. Henry Waxman put in $150. Jane and John together put $150 in their account. But you see 250 getting repeated over and over again. In SQL Server 2014, what you had to go do is write a pretty complicated DAX expression to get this working. So I can show you it works because I've written this DAX expression, and now you see it actually starts working, 150, 100, and 100. But the downside is you really have to understand how this works. You really have to understand this measure, and it is by measure. What we've now allowed you to do is actually go back into our tools, go double-click on this relationship and say, I want to filter into both directions. Press OK. You see now the arrow is pointing into both directions. If I now go back to Excel, we do a refresh, you'll see automatically the numbers now start updating to the right thing. This is great. And this is, in short, some of the new capabilities that we have inside of Analysis Services. So besides adding these new great modeling capabilities to the Analysis Services Tableau model, we've also significantly simplified the scripting story for Tableau models. This really improves Tableau development for BI professionals and third-party developers. In previous years, SQL Server 2014 and SQL Server 2012, the scripting story for Tableau model was XMLA-based. And XMLA-based was based on multidimensional models. So even though you had a Tableau model with tables and relationships, you still had a multidimensional scripting language, which made it really complicated to do anything in the script. Now in SQL Server 2016, we introduced a new scripting language called TIMSL that enables Tableau scripting. It just talks about Tableau concepts, like tables, relationships. It makes it really straightforward to do scripting. And besides, it is really straightforward. It's much faster. So any metadata operation made is super fast, as you just saw in the previous demos. The other thing that we've done is we've strived to parity for our Power BI APIs that allows for reusability between Analysis Services 2016 and Power BI. There are some small differences between the two, but in general, we allow for reusability between these products to give you the utmost performance. And the last thing that we've added is, besides the actual scripting language, is also a new Tabular object model that allows simplified Tabular development, where in the past you had to use AMO, which is our analysis services management objects, again, multidimensional in nature, to create Tabular models, which is really complicated. The new Tabular object model is, again, just tables and relationships in a C# defined object model language. So let's go ahead and take a quick look at what those mean in the real world. Again, I have here in front of me the same model that we just looked at previously. But now what I'm going to do is actually go and look at under the covers to the model that is actually being saved here, the script that is actually being saved. So I do right mouse click, view code, and now we automatically see the script showing up. And what you see here is things like a name, semantic model. We have a model. We have data sources. We have tables. Very different to the one we had before, where you see measure groups, cubes, dimensions in SQL Server 2012. It is much more straightforward. I can go in here, make some changes, go back to the model itself, and it will automatically be updated. And it's much less verbose than the XMLA used to be. But we didn't just update the script itself, we also updated the actions, the commands inside of the XMLA. So what I'm going to do now is look at our Management Studio. What I have here is my two views. I have a model 1103, which is our compatibility level for SQL Server 2014, and compatibility level 1200, which is our SQL Server 2016 compatibility level. And I'm going to compare two scripts. So I'm going to go to my table. I'm going to go to Fact Internet Sales, to my partitions. I'm going to change the partition, and I'm going to script it out. And the first thing you might notice here is, I'm going to zoom in a little bit, is things like measure group, partition, proactive caching. And it's a pretty verbose XMLA script. The problem here is it actually doesn't jive or show with the same values that we have in here because we don't have proactive caching. We don't have cubes. We don't have measure groups. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It's pretty complicated. Now, if I do the same script in my 1200 model, go in here, same model, go to my partitions, editor partition, script it out, and go look at the script, you'll see it's much more straightforward. It just says table, partition, and that's it. No other terminology that you are not familiar with for Tabular models. And it's also much less verbose, much less lines to do the same thing. I hope what you've seen today is that with SQL Server 2016 analysis services, you can immediately get great benefits and great updates to your analysis services instances. What you can do is by just taking a backup from a SQL Server 2012 or a SQL Server 2014, restore it to 2016, and you will see immediately gains. You do not even have to change anything. Just backup and restore, and you will see advantages. For more information, go to the MSDN download site, where you can actually go and look at the documentation for Tabular to find more information and many more features and details that I haven't had the time to talk to you about. Go to the MSDN page. If you want to read more and see what we're doing continuously and updating, go to the Analysis Services team blog. And if you want to ask us any questions or follow us every day today, go to follow us on Twitter at SQL Server BI. Me and my colleagues will be answering any questions that you have. Thank you for your attention.